from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30 as the resume their Silver Boot rivalry. Eric Nadel joined us 30 minutes ago, and you know, I think just you can feel the excitement and the opportunity right now to make a huge statement. Jared Sandler's going to join us. We have a proper round tripper. It's brought to you by Uber Eats, and with more on that, here's Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah, well, shout out to Paul Skeens, man. Paul Skeens has been selected as the National League starter for the All-Star game, and he's been absolutely brilliant. I mean, for a rookie to get this done. Now, yesterday we were discussing, hey, I mean, were they going to leave him in there for his no-hitter? He was interviewed afterwards on, I believe it was the MLB Network. He was talking about, like, that was all part of the plan. He knew that he had a certain amount of pitches. They didn't want him to cross over, but it's going to be pretty badass to see Paul Skeens get the nod here. I think Major League Baseball is doing the right thing. I think it's going to add excitement. And it was pretty cool. Torrey Lavola, who called in to, I think it was Foul Territory. Like, he was on getting interviewed. Was it not? What show was it on?
Dan Patrick.
That's right. And he tells him he's going to be the All-Star starter. Yeah. So pretty sweet moment for Paul Skeens there to get told that he's going to end up starting for the National League. But I'm pumped, man. I mean, obviously, I know Corey was predicting an immaculate inning. I don't know that that's going to happen. But regardless, it's going to be awesome to see him get to match up against some of the best in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you got to love it, what he's doing. And I think it's just a no-brainer for Major League Baseball to allow him to be the starter. It gives you the entire day to talk about it and build anticipation and try to get that audience locked in. Hopefully it's a great game. And I think a lot of times you're rooting for offense, but there's no doubt the entire world's going to be rooting for three straight strikeouts and a continuation of the legend that is Paul Skeens, as Jared Sandler joins us now here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, we were talking about Paul and trying to come up with a comparison. You know, I know there's been a number of great pitchers to come through over the years. I think, you know, the hype might be take me back to the mid-'80s with Doc Gooden. I think, you know, 10 years plus ago, 12 years, the Strasburg thing was fantastic. Kerry Wood was great with his 20 strikeout game as a rookie. But I don't know, when was the last time like a rookie actually lived up to the hype or has been this great?
Yeah, well, I mean, in this short of a spurt, obviously, to the extent Paul Skeens has done it, very few, if any, right? You know, all the different numbers over X amount of starts and accomplishing this and accomplishing that. I would say, you know, Strasburg's first start was pretty ridiculous. I think he had double-digit strikeouts, like maybe the teens, right? I forget. But, you know, he had injury right away. So that killed the momentum. You know, I remember I was... Gosh, I want to say I was like 7 or 8 years old, but like Kerry Wood, that was a huge deal. And then for him to have the 20 strikeout game was, you know, absurd against the Astros. But yeah, I don't know, Gavin. I mean, I'm thinking about pitchers in the past who have come up with a lot of hype, and it's not to say others haven't been good. I mean, you mentioned Garrett Cole. Maybe I'm making that up. Did someone say Garrett Cole?
No, but Garrett
Cole being a fellow Pirate.
He was the number one overall pick. Yeah. Well, it wasn't until he went to Houston and Houston figured out how to actually use him that he became, one of the 3 to 5 best pitchers in baseball, right? And Garrett Cole came in with a ton of hype. But I think two things. One, Paul Skeens' success is big. I think it also is kind of an illustration of one of the challenges baseball deals with. And we got the draft coming up Sunday. You typically draft a guy, and it takes multiple years before they become a major leaguer. And so any sort of momentum a college player might generate dies in that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, yeah, I do remember him. He did pitch. Yeah, he pitched for LSU. He threw hard, right? Yeah. Think about Kumar Rocker. Now, some of it's injury related, but Kumar Rocker is not going to have nearly the same hype around him now that it's going to be multiple years removed. Well, Paul Skeens moved quickly. It was less than a year from when he was drafted to when he was a major leaguer. And guys are starting to move through systems quicker, but that's one of the challenges that baseball has, that the NFL doesn't have that. If you're going to be the first overall pick, you're probably playing right away. Now, if you're a left tackle, that might not be super exciting, but you're going to be out there. If you're a quarterback, I mean, very rarely does a first-round quarterback not start right away unless they suck, right? The ones who get drafted in the first round who suck might not start right away, right? Yeah. Sam Howell, first-round pick, he sucks, right? Yeah. No one cares. But if you're a stud in the NBA or the NFL, you go right away. Well, that's one of the cool things I think about Paul Skeens, that he's going right away and he is going at a high level. And I don't mean this in a silly way. I maybe have talked to you guys about this, but the Livy Dunn stuff's real too. It's not Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Right, I'm not saying shit, but
it's adding eyeballs.
A huge deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And it's a poor man's version of that. But I think that's huge for the sport too. And I hope that they stay together because they love each other and it's what's meant to be. But I also hope that if that is the case, that they stay together because Livy Dunn will help raise the profile of the sport. And baseball needs all it can get right now. I don't mean to go on another tangent, but the home run derby. It's not that the baseball has bad home run hitters in the home run derby. It's not like the slam dunk contest where it's like, who the heck's this guy? Teoscar Hernandez has been one of the best home run hitters in baseball. Same with Marcell Ozuna. But gosh, I wish that, and I'm pro player on just about everything, but with this, I just kind of wish that more players understood that there needs to be a little bit of a partnership and a buy-in, but they hate the owners. And so they're not going to do that. They don't care as much because that's not a good relationship. But man, it would be nice if there's a little more star power in the home run derby. And so Paul Skeens starting the All-Star game, I think, is the right decision, both from a marketing the game standpoint, and also, frankly, the guy deserves it. He's been unbelievable. Does.
And to circle back, it was 14 strikeouts for Strasburg in his debut against the Pirates.
And he was a huge deal. I remember when he was at San Diego State, it was a big deal. But I don't know that it was as big of a deal. Now, social media, TikTok wasn't around, right? Steven Strasburg was more quiet, reserved. He wasn't dating Livy Dunn. All these things play a role, but the fact that Paul Skeens is living up to it, I think is awesome.
I did want to circle back because we had that question during, what you're drinking, what you're thinking. I don't know that the Rangers are really in the market for Pete Alonso, who will be competing in the home run derby, but I have seen chatter. I think it was Jim Bowden that put out there, and I've heard Christian Walker's name now for weeks being linked to the Astros, that they are definitely in the market to try and add a first baseman.
Yeah. And the Pete Alonso thing, what you're drinking, what you're thinking, I don't know why the Mets would trade him. They're in it, right?
Yeah, now they're back in the wild card.
How's that going to work for David Stearns, in the Big Apple if you're selling when you're in it, especially a guy who is beloved like Pete Alonso? I think the Astros definitely are in the market to upgrade. And I said this last year, and they tapped into every last resource they have, but their farm system stinks.
Yeah.
And so I'm just not sure if there's a big market for Christian Walker. I don't know that they're going to be able to go over the top to win a deal. Maybe they will, right? And maybe there's not a big market for Christian Walker. But I do think the Astros can upgrade at first base. Obviously, the Jose Abreu experiment when Jeff Bagwell was trying to play general manager, which was nice and cute, that obviously didn't work out. But they still have a really good lineup. And it is still a good team. And the guy who's starting for them tonight is a huge part of it because their rotation is ravaged. But Hunter Brown, take away his last start. Hunter Brown's last start was his worst of the season. Prior to that, 5 starts prior, he was just about as unhittable as Paul Skeens was.
Have the walks been an issue for him, though?
Yeah, the walks, yes, they have been at times, but he doesn't give up hits. Now, again, you look at most recent start, season high 12 hits allowed against the Twins, that notwithstanding. 5 starts prior to that, opponents were hitting like 165 against him. He's striking guys out. You know, when he came up, he was like Baby Verlander. That's what people said. He grew up a Tigers fan in Detroit or the Detroit area, and there were so many striking similarities, and he just did not get off to a good start this year, but he's a young pitcher, and it seems like he's starting to find his rhythm. So the Astros are a good team. Their lineup is really good. I don't think they're as good as they've been in years past, but right now they're sitting ahead of the Rangers somewhat comfortably, and they're going to be ahead of the Rangers by multiple games unless the Rangers sweep them. You know, and even still, they'll be in second place come All-Star break. So, you know, I can't sit here and say that they're not good. I just don't think they've got the ceiling that past Astros teams have had.
Well, and I don't know how Jose Altuve is even playing. I mean, I thought he needed to rest that hand of his.
Yeah, it seems like since the trash can stuff, he just doesn't like going and getting booed and
can't look guys in the
eye. Shout out to Marcus Semien, your starter, buddy.
Hard to go into that clubhouse, I think. Jared's Ranger preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, and we're back with more here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Jared's Ranger preview continues, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. As Jared continues now, pregame coming up in 12 minutes. How much have the Astros corrected their course and they're, you know, back to being a contender at this point, Jared? Now above 500, had the big winning streak a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, no, they're definitely back. I don't look at them as having the fifth gear like they've had in the past. So I mean, anything can happen. I don't look at them right now. Take the anything can happen reality aside. I don't look at them and see them as better than Baltimore. I frankly don't see them better than Seattle. The Yankees are just in a bad way, but I think if they get right, I don't see them better than the Yankees, and I don't see them better than the Guardians. With that said, in a series, I mean, anything can happen. Pitching gets hot. I think what is scary is just they still have a really good lineup, and they've had guys step up. Like Jeremy Peña was awful last year. He's back to being a good hitter. Mauricio Dubon fits really well in that lineup because they got a lot of guys who will strike out, but he doesn't. And so, you know, one of the things we talked about when the Rangers were struggling offensively was that the lineup's just not connected. There's not a flow to it. I know we think of it as nine individuals, and it really doesn't matter. You get your best nine out there. And to some degree, there's truth to that, but you need a balance in certain areas. And so when you have a free swinger who strikes out a lot, you get Jose Altuve goes through spurts at times, Jordan Alvarez, what have you. Jake Myers will strike out a lot, but Mauricio Dubon doesn't. And so those guys all balance each other out. And then it's still, it's not the most athletic group in the world, but there's still some athleticism, and they got a number of guys who will steal bases, who kind of help them on the bases. And that complements a Yordan Alvarez, who's not really, it's not that he's a bad base runner. He's just big, and he's not going to go first to home a lot. You know, he's not going to go, he's not a guarantee second to home on a base hit to the outfield type of guy. So they've got a good balance and mix in that regard. And the other guy I haven't mentioned who's really turned things around is Alex Bregman. He was horrendous the first 6 weeks, and he's been really good since.
Jared, which team has the better bullpen? I mean, and it was very early in the campaign where they were really struggling with their ability, handing the ball off to their relievers. And then it seems like that things have kind of turned around. Do the Rangers have any advantage with the way that they close games, or is it do the Astros, if it gets down to that, still have an advantage?
No, Astros definitely have the better bullpen. Now, their bullpen hasn't been as lights out as it's been in the past, but Josh Hader's had an interesting year, got off to a slow start. He hasn't been very good in non-save spots, but he's been really good in save spots. I don't recall the numbers, but I think he's saved 15 or 16 straight chances.
Yeah.
Ryan Pressly was another guy who got off to a really rough start. He had a bad outing against the Rangers.
Right.
I think he's been really good here over the last few weeks. So, he's sort of righted the ship. So, yeah, they've got a better bullpen, but it's not invincible like it's been in the past.
Sure.
It's undoubtedly a better group right now.
Well, Pressly was the closer now, right? Is he the bridge to get it to the ninth, or are they still using him in the closer role?
No, he's not the closer, and he was the setup guy, and then he had a really rough start to the season.
Yeah.
He still kind of is more or less that guy, but they've got options, right? They got Brian Abreu. They got Rafael Montero. They got a guy who's had a great year, Taylor Scott, who to some degree came out of nowhere, bounced around. He is in camp with the Rangers and in the minors with the Rangers years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bounced around since, and he's had a nice year. Some people think that Taylor Scott should be an all-star. So they just have more depth. It's not that, Hader is a more imposing reliever than Kirby Yates, right? There's more of an intimidation. But Kirby Yates has, without question, been the better reliever. Kirby Yates and Emmanuel Clase have been the two best relievers in baseball. And you could maybe, you want to compare David Robertson to their eighth inning guy.
Sure.
But it's the depth, right? It's when you get to the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth reliever, that's where I think the Astros have the advantage.
Even if you lose this series, how good are you feeling on Monday about what's going to happen post All-Star break with this team getting healthy?
Guys, I'm not big on this game or this series is super meaningful more than any other. I do think this series has meaning.
Yeah.
I think you got to convince ownership that it's worth buying. And I think it's very reasonable to think that if you don't win this series and you lose ground on the Astros and probably lose more ground on the Mariners, depending on what happens with them, that would be a tough sell. You come out of the break with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Right. And then you get the White Sox, right? But
could be made. Yeah. In the next 10 days.
Yeah. And you could dig a hole. I think there is something. If you take two of three this series, even if you drop two or three to Baltimore, there's something about, hey, well, we just took two or three against Houston.
But played three or four against the Orioles and played well, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying you don't want to bank on the fact that you're going to beat the best team in the American League.
Right.
Hopefully. I think that there's a little something to this series.
Great stuff as always, Jared. Thank you so much. Pre-game's coming up here at 6:30. A huge Silver Boot series for the ages. I mean, it is a grind, but you can definitely tell from everybody involved that covers this team, this is different. Thanks to Lucius and the Pimp Cup. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And Zach Wolchuk, of course, the Chief, will be back on Monday. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Addies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.